Dina Diamond, a very good morning. How are you?
And a very good morning to you. Smashing this morning.
Yes, isn't it really?
After your last late night.
Yeah, you know, and you can hear in my voice. That's the worst part.
I know, I think me too.
You know, and I was saying to our listeners a little bit earlier, so it was a very loud evening. We went to a Hatsola poker evening, which was an incredible amount of fun, and hopefully they raised some good money for that incredible cause. But it's a very loud evening, and people that are more responsible actually just don't talk as much. But considering I can't help myself, all I do is just talk louder and louder and louder. And it's like a 4-hour evening. By the time it ended, I'm basically laryngitis.
Yes.
So that's such a description I could use. Anyway, all right. Shulamit says, please, can you read the Oscar winners? That way I don't have to watch it tonight. Here's a newsflash. You actually don't have to, but I am going to read them a little bit later once we've correlated them all as well. So, it is 7:21, and of course the question that we're talking about now is, given the whole Bosasa story and given the prominence that cash stuffed into Louis Vuitton bags had with the Bosasa story, I've been wondering if that is a good thing or a bad thing for the Louis Vuitton brand. And Dina, here's a comment. Before Dina gets in, I want to weigh in on the Louis Vuitton opportunity. I suggest that Louis Vuitton launch a 2019 Bosasa range with extra storage place. They can call it the Agrizi Signature Collection.
I love it.
So there we go.
Love
yes.
it.
So what's your thoughts on it? Good or bad? Is all publicity good publicity?
Well, I have to tell you that, I mean, first of all, Louis Vuitton's not implicated in the saga.
Yes, no, we are clear about that.
Yes, so I think what does it show? It shows that it's a very aspirational brand. And if you're going to go to the top,
right,
you want to have the best brand. And just so you know, in terms of luxury brands, Louis Vuitton is number one globally. And,
really?
Yeah, so it's got a brand value of over $30 billion. And, I mean, it had very humble beginnings. It started with Louis Vuitton himself, who was born in the late 1800s,
mm-hmm,
and left home at the age of 13 because he had literally a wicked stepmother, and moved to Paris. And mm-hmm, and then he worked as a box maker and packer, which was actually quite a respectable career in those days.
Right.
And he worked there for about 16 years until Napoleon came in and took over Paris. And that was actually luck for him because his wife, this little Spanish butterfly,
yes,
needed a box maker and packer. And so he became box maker and packer to Napoleon's wife.
No, did you know any of this, Anati?
Nope. Mm-hmm.
I am loving the story. Yeah.
And then that's where he got his fame. So he had all this access to all the elite and all the bourgeois.
Mm-hmm.
And at that point, that's where he became really sort of known for his work. And then he came up with the signature. He didn't want his work to be copied. So that's where we came up with the monogram.
So that monogram has been theirs from day dot.
Day dot, absolutely.
Wow.
So, I mean, that's the original.
And it's
original.
So interesting because it hasn't dated. They have tried to come up with all sorts of updates along mm-hmm the way. And some of them I think have failed miserably. Those cherry things were too terrible. Especially because everyone was walking around with the fake cherries.
Exactly.
And that just didn't work for anybody.
No, so that is the problem, is that actually Louis Vuitton as a brand is now the most copied, counterfeited brand in the world. I mean, isn't that, it's massive because everyone wants one. So why shouldn't Agrizi, and actually let's just get straight. It was Agrizi wanted something impressive to give to old Dudu Mieni, the chairman of SAA.
Mm-hmm.
And so he does as every good man does, and he asks his wife for advice, how to impress her. And his wife says,
just go Louis Vuitton.
Just
you
go
can't
LV.
Go LV. You
absolutely.
Can't go
I mean, so if you're looking at a no, like, sort of risk brand, you're going to go with Louis Vuitton. And you know, they also make a bag on your previous list, which I love that. They make a bag called the Neverfull.
Oh, wow. They don't.
They do.
They make a bag called the Neverfull.
Yeah, Neverfull.
Right,
it's
right.
The best. That's actually their best. I love that because it doesn't have zip. It just, you just weigh everything in.
And it's Neverfull. And you can put all those 300,000
yes
rands in cash in grey envelopes, stuff it in, and it's fine. It's Neverfull.
Exactly. In fact, I was trying to figure out, when you say 300,000 rand, I was trying to figure out if that's in like 200s, right?
Must have been 200s.
It must have been in 200s. Because then what bag would it be? So it wouldn't have been there's lots of, if you're an LV fan.
It's not going to be the clutch.
No, it's not going to be the clutch. It's not going to be the lady.
Can't call me. You can barely, that's an argument we always have. We go out at night and my wife takes her LV clutch, yes, and it can't even fit a car key in it. So what is the point? What have we achieved by
that? I'm sure
that
she can keep a lipstick in there, Howard. Don't be ridiculous.
Oh, that's true. But I mean, seriously, when you
but
can't
they don't fit,
fit
cell phones.
They don't fit cell phones. They don't fit a wallet. So therefore, you've got to leave your wallet in your car and take out your credit card and some cash.
Yes.
Right. Because, God forbid, yes, you should squish it into the LV bag.
But that's why it's an evening bag, Howard. It's got a special occasion. And as long as people know that you're wearing one, that's perfect.
So is that the point?
Yes, exactly.
Right.
But okay, that's what I'm saying. So I was actually wondering, when we talk about Louis Vuitton, so a lot of people also automatically go into that signature, Elton, that monogram. And the irony is that, as I said, he literally made that so no one would counterfeit it. And it's just globally, it's crazy.
And it's the most counterfeited of the lot.
Absolutely. And then not only that, but if you look at that, the demand globally of Louis Vuitton's, I mean, it's just, it increases year on year from a luxury brand point of view. And Gucci is coming close second, like in terms of growth, because it's become a very trendy brand. And also not only that, but they've actually both employed young designers to like sort of keep it up to date.
Well, because I imagine that is a risk, because these bags are particularly expensive, which means it's generally an older crowd that can afford to wear them, which means that, that you risk being an old person's bag or item.
Yeah, except, you know, the very scary thing is these days is that the knockoffs are so good. I reckon they go out the back end of their factory.
So there's always the question is, you know, everybody says no. The way to tell is you look at it this way and then you light a match and put it underneath and then you. So is there actually a way to tell between the fake, the knockoff and the real thing?
So I don't know if you've ever watched those American programs where they have, you know, your pre-loved or your historically loved brands
love
and stuff like that.
Yes.
So especially, I mean, the market I think is starting in South Africa, but obviously it's not as big as in the US, where you can actually like, because you know you get bored of your Louis or your whatever, your Chanel or your thing that you have paid the earth for, that
imagine
you could pay for a small car.
Right.
And you like decide, okay, now I don't want this anymore. So what do I do with it?
Right.
So there are businesses that actually look at luxury brands and you can go in and you can get a previously loved Louis.
Loved.
or gently loved. There's a whole bunch of words they use with it.
Yeah, the one thing we don't say secondhand used.
No, especially not when you're referring to Louis.
No Louis is used. It's always pre-loved.
Yes, brother Louis.
Right, exactly. Time is 7:28. I'm chatting to Dina Diamond and we're talking about the Louis Vuitton brand. Has the Bosasa story done it any damage, or is this just still really, does it underscore the luxury nature of the product? Unsigned says 300,000 rand was peanuts to Dudi in a bag, and it's apartheid race, and it's racist. Please let her go to jail for what she has done to SAA. In fact, and what she has done to the country, and that's a continuing discussion that we need to have. Dina Diamond in studio with me. We're talking about the Louis Vuitton brand. And
bag brand.
Yeah. If the Bosasa story and the Greasy story has impacted negatively on the brand. So I'll tell you my thoughts is I don't think it will for the public. I don't think it will for you or me or Zanati, but I do think that a government minister might be quite reluctant to walk around with a Louis Vuitton bag without some, unless it's a clutch bag, because then you can't fit a lot of money in it. You know, then, you know, because it might indicate something. What do you think?
I absolutely think not. I think they could not care less.
34519 or 061-895-1019. Are you with Dina or are you with me on this? I'm saying that I think the Louis Vuitton brand will, in the scheme of things, it's not going to be effective. So I think we all agree with that. It's a brand that's handled worse. It's handled worse than a few corrupt ANC MPs. That said, I still think that our MPs might be nervous to swing a Louis Vuitton bag. Dina says they couldn't care less. 34519 or 061-895-1019. How does a brand like Louis Vuitton continue to make itself relevant, young, and aspirational, which is a word that we've used a few times around that brand?
So again, Louis Vuitton doesn't just do bags anymore. So they have gone into shoes. Gosh, have I made mistakes on Louis Vuitton shoes?
You have no idea.
Really?
Yeah, we were in Paris once.
You can't wear shoes with Louis Vuitton.
I'm not cool enough.
No, I just don't think.
No, I got caught up in the moment.
Even the luggage, it's just too much.
No, that's too much. Absolutely
like,
that's why, when I did buy,
admittedly, my first Louis Vuitton, it was actually never full, and it had the monogram, and it was, it was something that you like, you know, you aim, you've worked
because you needed
hard,
it. Yes,
And you deserve it, and it is completely aspirational. So when we talk about this brand, I was so proud of myself that I had managed to like get to a point where I could buy my own Louis Vuitton. And I walked out of that store, and I loved my Louis Vuitton, and I still have that Louis Vuitton. And because I know it was my first bag I ever bought for myself, and I loved it and whatever, but it was classic, signature, totally out there.
And now you actually just look at it and think, oh no, this is just too in your face.
It is far too in your face.
Yeah, so the monogram stuff is when you look at the luggage.
No,
and,
I can't.
And it's just too much.
When you see someone on a plane, first of all, you these days, you don't know.
I don't know if it's real. Exactly. So then I spend hours studying them because I need to know.
You need to check the clues.
Exactly.
Like, check the
what shoes, what watch, what belt are they wearing? That's how we start. And then we have to begin. That's how we determine if it is a genuine or if it isn't. It's less about the bag and more about the person, isn't it?
And the brand congruence with the person.
Oh, absolutely.
And, like, are the signs all there? Have they got their like little duffel bag? No, so when I see that luggage, it's just too much. You know, we don't live in Europe. We live in South Africa.
We're just not cool enough.
No,
that's
we're not
the point.
There yet.
Although that said, you know, we were in Paris and once and we went to the a huge Louis Vuitton store on the Champs-Élysées. And it actually felt like we were at Pick and Pay in the sense that people were just walking out with massive amounts of packages filled with bags.
Have
and
you seen the Chinese?
We're going in. Well, that's a lot of the shoppers were Asian and we were going in there, you know, and how much and this and oh no, and you work it out and the exchange rate. And now that's just completely ridiculous. And people are walking out literally
like they're at Pick and Pay.
Like they're at Pick and Pay with trolleys. Okay, they didn't
and
have trolleys.
Like Pick and Pay on Black Friday.
Exactly.
No, I promise. When I was in London as well, it was at Selfridges, and you see all of these brands, and we know for us they are insanely expensive. And again, that's why I agree. And this is why our ministers. And now let me tell you, I think our ministers love Louis Vuitton. I've seen it, and they just go and they buy and they walk around. In fact, when I look at people, and I know what those bags cost, and I'm like, how on earth?
Well, now you know how on earth.
Public servants.
Now you know how on earth.
So no, I don't think it'll deter anyone though.
All right. I'd love your thoughts. 34519. Somebody help me out on this. Donati, what do you think? Do you think it's going to deter them, our ministers, our honorable ministers, from showing off their Louis Vuittons?
Do you think they're going to go Chanel, Donati? What do you think?
So this actually reminds me of Dom Perignon. The founder, or I don't know, but someone from there, basically when rappers started rapping about that, there was a they didn't like it.
Right.
So take the brand down.
So the sales were growing in like the hip hop industry and you know, but now they're worried that the other markets, the other people are not going to, you know, buy the stuff because of now what it's been associated with.
So it's not as exclusive anymore.
So, yeah, exactly. So I don't know. I think, yes, I do agree that MPs, I think they're going to try and stay away from that. But now my thing is that how is it going to affect the other people? Because now, I mean, the rest of us are seeing this thing that it's associated with corruption and all of these things. You know what I mean?
So all the MPs that have got their Louis already that were given
you're
as
going
gifts,
to be able to pick up gently loved Louis Vuitton. They should set up a little stall outside Parliament.
Absolutely. Yeah. In fact, what I was talking about when those pre-owned stores, pre-loved, you can just now, there's going to be an exchange quickly. You can swap out your Louis for a Chanel,
for a
Gucci,
or
a Cartier, or Hermes.
Is Hermes still the number one you know, the Birkin.
In terms
is
of
that,
luxury. Yes, yeah. I'll tell you. So on the list of, in terms of brand value, so as I mentioned, Louis Vuitton grew over 20% in sales, which is massive, okay, which is 10 million in sales.
Mm-hmm.
But Gucci came 30% in sales because they, if you look lately, a lot of people are wearing the Gucci belts. They're wearing the little Gucci clutches. They've got the sneakers, you know, the little bees.
Yes,
I mean, everyone,
and
you
so
can't walk
in
Sandton without seeing 5,000 green and red stripes cruising around the stores. So Gucci, because they're becoming a bit more of a younger market, but trendier, but also, so just in terms of the list, right? So Louis Vuitton, number one, then Chanel, then Hermes, then Gucci, then Cartier, then Tiffany, Dior, Burberry, and then Prada.
Tiffany in terms of, but oh, there's not only bags.
No,
this is luxury.
These are luxury,
brands, items, luxury brands. So that is absolutely
So Louis Vuitton does maintain number one.
Right.
But when you look at that, and I think with, when you, as you say, like, in terms of appealing to the masses, I mean, Louis Vuitton, totally, everyone wants Louis Vuitton.
Yeah,
everyone
yeah.
wants a Gucci.
But it's even interesting what you said, you know, when you could afford to buy yourself a magnificent, beautiful, expensive bag, where did you go? You went to Louis Vuitton.
Absolutely.
Absolutely fascinating. 34519 or 061-895-1019.